FreedomNetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. America'sFreedomNetwork.com.
Join me for the Rita Panahi Show, Thursdays at 5 p.m. here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies. That's the Rita Panahi Show, Thursdays at 5 p.m. here on AM 1360, Northern Colorado's best talk radio.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good morning. Welcome to the Present Truth program. Wednesday, the 15th of January, 2025. Five more days. Cinco more days. It's going to be the Cinco de Mayo. Well, actually, the 5th of January. The five more days will bring us to the 20th of January. And there was a very interesting article. This guy, he's a criminal, Anthony Blinken. He makes a comment, and the comment is that, if I can find it, oh my goodness. Well, anyhow, Anthony Blinken, he made a comment about, I was going through these notes, and I'll find it, and I'll get back to this point. Where is it? He's such an evil man anyhow. So I'll begin with this. And I won't forget. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, Anthony Blinken made a comment yesterday that Hamas, there's no way to defeat Hamas. And that Hamas has just added to its military the number of people that have been killed. Hamas has added that same number to the new resistance by Mohammed Sinwar, Yahya Sinwar's son. Retribution. The son must avenge his father's death. Yahya Mohammed Sinwar. And today there's a truce, supposedly. It's been proposed. We'll see if Hamas will stay to the terms, will abide by the terms, agree to what they abide by what they have agreed to. Don't hold your breath. Hamas violence, it's a spirit. Hamas, these people are like horses that will not be tamed. But so Anthony Blinken, he states that Israel cannot and will not defeat Hamas. Well, we're going to see. Psalm 83 says they will. Israel will defeat Hamas, will occupy the Gaza Strip, will rebuild in the Gaza. And the truce in the north in Lebanon, it's very shaky right now. But now you have Jake Sullivan. He makes this comment yesterday or on Monday. He says, quote, "I hope this is my last time at the podium. The only thing that would bring me back is an unexpected event in the next few days. As you know, as you all know, it is totally possible. A new event, some kind of an event that would bring him back to the podium. Is he projecting something to happen before Donald Trump is sworn in? So the world is now waiting for this unexpected event in the next few days. And Axios, they, in their article, quote, "President-elect Trump is being inundated with so much money from corporations and wealthy donors that his term, that his team expects to raise about $500 million by the summer. All these individuals in Silicon Valley, and I'm going to tell you why. Because there is a new kid in town. And this new kid in town is carrying a big stick." Oh, I think you're thinking I'm thinking of referring to Donald Trump. I'm not. I'm referring to a very demonic, can be extremely demonic, satanic tool called AI. All of the these heads, these power people, these people with great power and wealth in Silicon Valley, they are bringing big money to Donald Trump because they know that Trump, once he takes office, he is on board with AI. And he has to be. It's in the Bible. But Donald Trump will use AI for honorable purposes for mankind. But the person that Donald Trump is going to set this up for, he's going to set the ground, set the, you might say, lay out the tables and prepare for the big event. And Donald Trump is going to turn everything over to, in the very near future, Barack Obama. So these people are coming from Silicon Valley, paying millions for VIP tickets to attend Donald Trump's inauguration ceremonies. And they know that with Biden, oh, they're going to make money. They're going to get by. But with Trump, uh-uh. He will help them to double what they have. So these big tech giants laid off 150,000 people last year. Artificial intelligence out of the World Economic Forum reveals artificial intelligence is coming for your job. 41% of the employees intended to downsize, employers intended to downsize their workforce as AI automates certain tasks. Out of hundreds of large companies surveyed around the world, 77% said they were planning to reskill and upskill their existing workers between 2005, 2025, 2030 to better work alongside AI. And in contrast to the silicon tech giants utilizing AI to save money by shedding themselves of obsolete workers, this report details that by the Biden regime increased the federal government workforce by about 121,000 employees since he came to power. Guess who's coming to unemploy these useless workers? These people that are useless workers. They're going to be unemployed. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll find that article. Well, no, I've got what I need. Bye. For now.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Hello, radio listeners. This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. When it comes to knowing about Medicare insurance for my audience, I connect them to Steve. Big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025, and you need to be prepared. Steve is Northern Colorado's most trusted Medicare expert and health plan specialist. I know that Steve will take care of you.
This is Steve. Don't navigate these changes alone. I'm here to make Medicare simple and work for you.
Call Steve Mallett today at 970-592-5673, 970-592-5673. Get the help you need today. You can always connect to Steve at naturallyinspiredradio.com/Medicare.
Not affiliated with or endorsed by the government or federal Medicare program. Call now to speak with a licensed insurance agent.
Okay, I was looking for a word at the end of that segment. Slackers. Donald Trump is going to get rid of the slackers. Federal employees that are wasting your money. So, all right. Oh, my goodness. I just had an article here in front of me, and I'll be darned if it didn't just disappear. I'll be darned. I swear I had it right here. Yeah. And I'll be... I don't know what I did with it. Did I drop it? Things just disappear. In my world, that happens occasionally. But here it is. I didn't want to go to another thought until I present this to you. My daughter worked for the U.S. Postal Service when she was out of high school. She was 19. Great job. Long time, forever job. Problem was, she worked with these managers that did nothing. They did nothing. They were lazy. And all of the other employees, they moved at snail's pace. She worked evenings, and they just couldn't get into a rhythm where they would get things done. And she eventually just said, well, I can't work with these people. So she quit. Best thing she ever did. So here out of the federalnewsnetwork.com, Trump's second term agenda includes cutting slackers from federal workforce. Great. Donald Trump has promised to bring back Schedule F, which would exclude thousands of federal employees in policymaking positions from civil service positions, meaning senior executive service. Senior executive service. Among his campaign promises, Trump promised to make it easier to fire portions of the federal workforce and roll back government regulations. He also created a Department of Government Efficiency to recommend cuts to federal spending. Peter Warren, Associate Director of the Office of Management and Budget under the first Trump administration, is now a senior advisor to the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. And Chairman James Comer, Republican of Kentucky, said Congress and the incoming administration are focused on opportunities to reorganize the federal government. To reorganize Jimmy Carter, who was attacked by the killer rabbit. He was fishing on a lake and a killer rabbit jumped into the water to attack him. There were some photos of him taking the oar and trying to splash water on the rabbit. Rabbit abuse. He brings in senior executive services, so the federal employers or the employees, they don't work themselves up the rank to the higher positions. The president just places whoever he wants at the head of these administrations. This was a curse to the American people via Jimmy Carter. Trump, during his first term in office, proposed merging the Office of Personnel Management into the General Services Administration, as well as privatizing the Postal Service. More recently, Trump said he revisited plans to privatize the United States Postal Service. And he also proposed eliminating the Education Department. That's what they need to do. Among his campaign promises, Trump promised to bring back Schedule F, which Biden immediately ended. He's bringing back this new designation for thousands of federal employees in policymaking positions that would exclude them from civil service protections. And Warren said that the first Trump administration created Schedule F, basically looking at current law and how can greater accountability be instilled under the current law. Initial estimates found roughly 50,000 federal employees would be impacted by Schedule F, although the federal employee unions say there's evidence of a far higher impact on the federal workforce. Warren said Schedule F will give the incoming administration the tools it needs to deal with underperforming federal employees. Be on notice, underperforming federal employees, or those trying to undermine its policy goals. Quote, even though there's always going to be federal employees who are rock stars, public employees, they're not angels. They're not devils, but they're not angels. They're human like the rest of us. Warren said the reality is that with the sort of tenure that federal employees operate under, the incentive system there tolerates a good deal of work shirking, absenteeism, misconduct. Frankly, it does not make it quite feasible. It does make it quite feasible to use the power of one's position to promote an agenda apart from that the elected president and his appointees, apart from that of the elected president and his appointees. Sorry, I'll slow down. There's always the assumption that everyone's going to get fired. State employees in Texas and Georgia, Warren added, serve as at-will hires. And Utah recently made all state government supervisors at-will employees. Now, I'll say this about Utah. The Mormon Church absolutely will, with its hand in the governments in Utah, they will advance the status and positions of LDS members. It's just the way it is. Not attacking anybody, but going back to quoting Warren, if you look at the only evidence that's out there, as far as I know anyway, there wasn't a tidal wave of firings. I think maybe there was an uptick in the dismissal rates, which you would expect, because it's easier to dismiss people who should be dismissed. But there wasn't a sea of change, he said. Warren says Schedule F's return would make it easier for agencies to fire poor-performing employees and those accused of serious misconduct, like the men going into the women's restrooms. You don't see many women going into men's restrooms. They might not come out. Data from Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey added, it shows employees feel poor performers and those accused of misconduct at their agencies, they are not disciplined, and that federal managers are reluctant to take disciplinary action. Nobody wants to spend months of their lives trying to successfully discipline one employee and then potentially have it overturned on a procedural technicality or something by the MSPB. And I don't know what that abbreviation is for, the whatever. Anyone who lives in D.C. knows the federal government tolerates far too many slackers. Far too many slackers and those who engage in misconduct. Any federal employee you talk to would complain about how, oh yeah, this guy to the right and left of me and all over the place are completely useless and had war stories about things that they had done or not done and they got away with. I don't think their outgoing administration was the least bit bothered by that. We definitely know that. So you have a president whose son is it's in the news. He's a criminal. How can I prove that? He had to be pardoned. Federal employee unions and good government groups recently paid tribute to former President Jimmy Carter, who started Senior Executive Service. And it was for continuity of government, this was one of those laws that would make sure that the beast system, this monster of a government that we have that is untamable would be allowed to roam freely, cause damage, mayhem, carnage. Carter administration had a laudable and ambitious aim in the Civil Service Reform Act. It wasn't a reform act. That's not what senior executive service was. It was taking corrupt presidents and giving them a power to appoint people of their, birds of a feather flock together. Those that, if they're ravens, they will appoint ravens to the positions. If they were bats. If they were snakes, same. And Obama, he really abused that authority. He placed 6,800 new employees in all of the agencies throughout this government to assure that he would, behind the scenes, retain some power. And because he would have loyalty, there would be these individuals that would be loyal to him and continue to you might say, even though Trump was president, to continue to use their positions to push the Obama agenda forward, even through the Trump administration. It occurred. The worst of the group was the NSA, National Security Agency, who really is the, holds the, what do you call it, that the strings that direct all of the other 16 agencies, including the CIA, FBI, Department of Defense intelligence agencies. That's what Jimmy Carter, that is the creature. It is a satanic creature, senior executive service, that Jimmy Carter brought in. Civil Service Reform Act. It was anything but a reform act. It was a civil service power play. He goes on, it seems like one thing people do agree on generally is that vision has not really come to fruition. Lawmakers are interested in a more pay-peer performance system, but are reluctant to endorse higher pay and bonuses without greater accountability. There's this boogeyman out there that if anything is done to instill greater accountability, then we're going to end up returning to the spoils system. Senior executive service will never die. Trump will do something, but I don't think he'll be completely successful. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hey, y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. Being from Oklahoma, I know a thing or two about natural disasters. Tornadoes are common where I'm from and have affected my life and the lives of people I care about. No matter where you live, be aware of the dangers in your area and have a plan. You can create an emergency kit, come up with an evacuation plan, and know where to seek shelter. You never know when a disaster may hit. These simple steps can help save a life. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
Stay tuned for information on how you can save almost $20 per bag of Tahibo Tea.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the new Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page to access pricing you've never seen before now.
Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
Save $12.50 per bag on 4 bags and save $18.75 per bag on 8 bags. Simply click on the Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page at 1360khnc.com.
Ready to take control of your health? This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. In just 90 days, transform your well-being with our curated health products designed to nourish your body from the inside out. Track your progress with our easy health tracker. Stay motivated with monthly coaching calls. Don't just dream of better health. Achieve it. Visit 1360khnc.com. Click on the Natural Health button. Start your health journey today.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on americasfreedomnetwork.com. That's americasfreedomnetwork.com.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button at the top of the page and scroll down to Bleed Stop. 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button.
All right. I was going to touch and go on this matter of Schedule F. And I didn't want to. I had intended on, wasn't really looking forward to getting into this too deeply, but this has been a major problem in this country since the time of Jimmy Carter. And it has been a tool. It was again, Jimmy Carter, his legacy. When Jimmy Carter was young, and I remember looking at the documentation, and somewhere out there in Paperland, in one of my boxes full of these articles from back in the last century, there's documentation that Jimmy Carter had mental issues. He was psychologically compromised, impaired, broken. He had issues. Carter had big issues from the time he was young. I think probably part of the issue with any individual that is possibly born illegitimately may be that, you know, it's in the back of your mind at all times. And he, in the position that he was in, he is the son of Joe Kennedy through Lillian Gordy, his mother, who married James Earl Carter Sr. So Jimmy knew the history and generally people can adapt very easily, but not when you have such high, you know, when your father is a multi-millionaire and your brothers are the Kennedy boys, John and Robert and Edward. These are the half-brothers. So Jim had psychological problems. And when he was chosen, the way I understand it, in 76 by the Rockefeller boys, Winthrop, no, not so much. Nelson, absolutely. David, oh yes. Morgan, possibly. He probably had a hand in it. But for sure, Nelson and David. They knew that Carter would be a perfect individual to place in power. Oh, did I say that the Rockefellers made that decision? Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, they did. That was their man of choice. And the reason being is because he had psychological problems and he was medicated. He was on medications. And so what does he do? Brzezinski and these two men, Kissinger and Brzezinski, these men, they could convince you you're God. And Carter brings in Senior Executive Services, which is one of the, not as well known in 1978, evils of the Carter administration. A greater evil was a Trilateral Commission. That was the real big enchilada. The other big enchilada was converting the currencies of the world to oil, petrodollars. That was another. So Carter has three home runs already. And he was the individual that could be used to bring in the control mechanisms that were needed for the Rockefeller family. Economically, internationally, to the petrodollar, Trilateral Commission, to be able to control those petrodollars in three regions of the world, the U.S., Europe, and Asia, via Tokyo. Thirdly, those are external. Internally, Senior Executive Services. What a strategy. Brilliant. And the agencies within this country, the presidents appoint these individuals to head up these agencies, the NSA, the FBI, the CIA, the areas of the Defense Department, the Bureau of Land Management, et cetera, et cetera. Brilliant strategy. The FAA, it goes on from there. And this was all because the empire, the Rockefellers, now they had, basically, they owned the oceans after World War II through the Defense Department. The Rockefellers were able to protect all of their international interests in developing the natural resources of countries all over the world. They have their own Praetorian Guard called the CIA. And the CIA went in to make sure that the governments were not hostile to IBM, to Bechtel, to Grumman, to Boeing, to Martin Marietta, to Raytheon at a distance, and then within their countries, the oil companies, Exxon, Standard Oil, Dutch Oil. And the CIA made sure that these presidents of these nations allowed the family to prosper within their countries. So from World War II, we own the oceans. We are they were able to mine these resources throughout the world, all the way to the Philippines, to the Gulf of Tonkin in Vietnam, to South Africa. The gold mines working with the beers, with the minutes. We need minutes. I'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button, and then scroll down to EMP Shield. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the Natural Health Products button at the top of the page.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
...9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Every day, unborn children lose their lives to abortion. Their moms and dads face a death culture that do not support them and insist their unborn children are worth sacrificing. You can provide support and make a difference in their lives by donating on Colorado Gives Day. Schedule a payment for December 5th at lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050. That's lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050. Thank you for your help.
For podcasts, go to 1360KHNC.com to the podcast section and then the Present Truth site. These programs I air Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. On Sundays, I air 10 to 1 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on KHNC AM Radio. Or you can stream on 1360KHNC.com. I was only planning to touch and go. I didn't want to, get into this topic of Schedule F, senior executive service, too deeply. Trump realizes he's the only president from the time of Carter to Obama, the only individual that understands schedule or senior executive services. Donald Trump understands what this service does. It keeps the American people hostage to government. It keeps the government the government is in the power of the presidents that appoint these individuals who are slackers at the top, who are incompetent at the top. Oh, you don't think so? You think I'm maybe joking? Well, let's take a look at the last administration. You have who was not really president. He's just the CEO of a corporation. He was never president. American people, it's hard to grasp the fact Biden was not president. He didn't win the election. He wasn't the president. Kamala Harris was not the vice president. They were just running a corporation on behest of families. You know, we live in a time truly of monsters. And the monsters are governments and ruling families. We live in a time of monsters. Now, you have two individuals. I see a pattern here. Now, maybe I'm hoping I can convey this as clearly as possible. I see a pattern. I see a president that has sunrisers, and he carries sunrisers all the way to the evening, and then he gets sundowners overnight. And he, then you have a vice or a the CEO assistant of the corporation, and she is perfected salads with words. And you have a pattern. They're not slackers. They're just in the world of madness. And then to add to the ability to, Biden can't put together a word salad. Kamala can. But on top of that, then the chickens come to eat the salad. And that cackle kicks in. Toward the end of her campaign, do you notice how she doesn't cackle as much as she used to? She was told by her campaign people, quit cackling. Quit that fake laugh. Don't be stupid. Well, don't destroy yourself. Well, it's too late. They never were vice president and nor president. Donald Trump understands what Jimmy Carter, and I know what Trump was sitting there next to Barack. I know that Trump was thinking, I'm going to destroy senior executive service. I'm going to pass again Schedule F, get rid of the incompetent people that you appointed, 6,800 of them. You appointed them because you used senior executive service, Barack, to stay in power. But I'm going to cancel these people. This is the cancel culture that's coming to the United States, to the federal government. And Barack says, well, be easy on me. And Trump said, I don't think so, Barack. I'm going to go play golf. You want to go with me? And Barack didn't respond. Well, that was kind of, that's what I was reading their lips while they were sitting side by side at Carter's funeral. And that was my, I mean, I'm fairly good at reading lips, and that's what I was gathering. I did believe that I heard on this skit that Trump did say to Barack, Hillary still hates me. And Barack started laughing. And then when Kamala came in, sat down with her controller husband, Doug Emhoff, Barack leaned over to Trump, says, she didn't even look at me. She hates me too. Meaning Kamala didn't even acknowledge Barack. And then while Trump and Barack are talking, I'm watching Laura Bush. She's listening. She's eavesdropping into their conversation. And at one point, she starts smiling. She couldn't believe it. And Hillary, oh my gosh. if looks could, oh my goodness. But anyhow, Jimmy Carter was on medications, and he was the choice of the family because they would be able to control him and direct him to further their kingdom, their private kingdom, the Rockefeller kingdom. Present truth, Rick Rodriguez. It's all documented out there, but not on Google. Google, who invested heavily in Google? Was it the Rockefellers?
You've heard of support your local sheriff? Well, we're asking you to support your local radio station. And now you can do that with just a click of a button. Tahibo Tea, My Kind CBD, Modare Collagen, My Patriot Supply, Life Wave Patches, Bleed Stop, and more, all in one place. Just go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue natural health products button at the top of the page, and you've got one-stop shopping. Now you can quickly and easily purchase all the great products we back and sell by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue natural health products button at the top of the page. Thank you for your support.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Before hiring a realtor from a big corporation who outsources their jobs and pays little to no taxes, ask yourself, what do you really want in a realtor? You need a realtor who is honest and has integrity, a realtor who is focused on the client's bottom line, not the realtor's bottom line, who provides personable, over-the-top service before, during, and after the transaction. You want a realtor that knows how to market your property. Hi, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Land deals, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings, I've got you covered. For the first-time homebuyer, we will make it the best experience. If you are looking to move up or downsizing, we will do better than your last transaction. Call me today at 720-203-0731 or visit coloradoproperties.online. Let me do a great job for you.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed we're out alone. Riders on the storm.
And what Donald Trump is going to do to replace these federal employees is he's going to use AI. And this is why he has Elon Musk working with him, because Musk understands how to use AI in a proper way for good, not evil. So is Trump going to be successful with Schedule F? Yes, for a while. I'm thinking that I do have a feeling that Christ will return in 2032. But if he should delay, he will only delay his coming by 1 year to 2033. And I don't know how Russia is going to be able to amass her great army and bring that great army down to the Middle East, along with the great army of Turkey and areas up north of Turkey. and Iran being able to bring her great military, her army, with all of the munitions, the supplies, everything needed, along with Ethiopia and Libya bringing their armies, their weapons, everything needed, their support, into the present-day Jordan by next summer. I don't know how they're going to do it. But the war against Russia and these armies when they attack Israel takes place in the summer. And I don't know how they're going to be able to put this together. The logistics are incredible. So how are they going to be able to do that? I don't know. I do know that the children of Israel were able to, in 3 days, leave Egypt, go across the Red Sea into the wilderness. The logistics were unbelievable. How Russia is going to do that, I don't know. I'm just on the verge of saying that I think Christ is going to have to delay till 2033. But if the Gog-Magog war, if the Russian war does take place this summer, well, then he will return 2032. So that's just an update on the prophetic side of things. Now, with Trump, if he is allowed to be in for another year, a year and some months, he will get quite a bit done, and he will be able to protect the American people from the Antichrist system, the initial years of that system, for a little while longer, for a year plus. And at some point, Donald Trump will be replaced by Barack Obama. I'm thinking it could be as early as late summer of this year. But if Christ delays, it will be next year in the summer, or next year sometime. I'll return in about 8 minutes to continue with the second hour of today's program. I just wanted to touch and go, and I touched and landed. But I'm going to take off and go to a different topic when I get back.
Okay, I've been hearing a lot about the LifeWave patches, and they sound amazing. And I'm thinking I want to try them for myself. But can you tell me how they work?
Okay, well, you wear the patch, which is about the size of a quarter, 12 hours a day, 12 on, 12 off. And the patch uses your body's own light and energy and copper peptides to reactivate the dormant stem cells in your body. Once a stem cell has been reactivated, it can be used by any of the cells in your body that need it, creating a healing and growth process you haven't experienced since your youth. So in a nutshell, this is how the LifeWave X39 patch works.
You can purchase the LifeWave X39 patches by going to 1360khnc.com and clicking on the Natural Health Products button at the top of the page. Then simply scroll down to the LifeWave section, 1360khnc.com, and click on the Natural Health Products button.